What up? How y'all doing? It's your boy KD Otaru, and you're welcome to another splendid episode of The Artmosphere, brought to you by The Pawn Collective. You already know what we is. We're all about vibes, we're all about crews, we're all about creativity, we're all about art, we're all about the universe, we're all about humanity. And I'm always here with somebody special, but I'm going to take my time to give a brief introduction. This person has done a lot in the art industry, in the Nigerian art scene. He has motivated a lot of young artists. He's motivated even me. Yes, your boy. I'm not going to be ashamed to admit that. So I'm not trying to overhype or anything. And he is the, let me look for another word, okay? My mind keep on simple. Actually, he started contemporary realism. I'm sure you have a clue of who we're talking about. I'm talking about no other than the one and only Mr. Ken Nwadiogbu. I put Mr.
It's fresh.
Yes.
It's fresh, but, you know, it could have been engineer. Well, I think it is. But I think like you have to practice before you have that title. So
yeah.
But in a way, I'm practicing because I've started doing like installations. So that should come out as
That counts as engineering
construction to an extent.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like funny that you're an engineer and also a very big name in the art industry. Like, how do you juggle both? Yeah. Like the titles, actually, how do you juggle both?
Well, I'm not practicing engineering. that's the best way to juggle that.
But
basically for me it's I just want to be fulfilled. If engineering gives me fulfillment, then why not? If art gives me fulfillment, then why not? If art and engineering gives me fulfillment, then why not?
Yeah.
Right? I stopped trying to restrict what the future has for me. I just, make sure I find fulfillment in whatever I'm doing. So for me, that is the best way to juggle that kind of thing.
Now, the video directing, because you also direct videos. Yeah. You guys have seen videos. You've seen videos directed by him, obviously. Like, how did that come by? Were you just trying to explore, or it's always been?
Well, so it's crazy how when I started, everything I tried to do was by myself.
Yeah.
My website, my pictures, my references, my ideas, like everything I did, everything I designed, I became a brand manager. I designed my business cards, I designed my business logo. I wrote my business, because I have a couple of, I opened some businesses. So I wrote the whole business proposal. In fact, I used to do everything myself because I believe that, the internet was created for us to learn with and know certain things. So I was always friends with Google. So one of the things I liked to do those days was to take my reference pictures for my works.
Yeah.
So I'd take like a lot of pictures, I'd direct people, I'd learn about lightning, I'd learn about certain things. I want to put that in my work, child's school, certain kind of ways of taking, pictures. And I think the interest with Photoshop just increased my interest to even videography, because then I had a friend who was a musician and needed some form of creative direction. So jokingly, I take my phone, we record some things, I take my camera that I used to take some pictures, record some things, and man, did that a lot of times till I realized that I could actually do video director. I could actually be a video director if the right resources are given to me. So basically recently I started getting the right resources for it.
That's crazy, because I don't even need to talk much about you, because there's no way you look at the Nigerian art scene and your name won't pop up, you understand? Aside the masters and the let's just call them masters. But the next words I'm about to say might be offensive. I didn't want to say that. So, it's great. It's great seeing you come up, and not just come up by yourself, bringing other younger artists up too. And it's evident in your work.
Yeah.
And which is what brings me to the topic for the day. We're talking about grit, perseverance, and hard work.
Yeah.
And you are like the definition of hard work in the let's say young Nigerian art scene, basically. Yeah. I mean, we're never too old like that. You're more like a would I say like an inspiration, basically, more or less like an inspiration, and that's the beautiful part of it. But now, in terms of perseverance and putting all the work in your craft, like what you think about that? How's it like? Worked out for you. I mean, I know you're a public speaker too, and you motivate people. just let loose.
Well, I used to think there was a trick to everything. I used to think that there was a method, right? If you knew certain things, you'd basically just crack the code on, you know, being successful as whatever person you are, whether you're creative or an engineer or a doctor.
Yeah.
So when I went into art, I went as, you know, with talent and love, like passion for it. But at the point, I had to sustain that passion, right? And to sustain that passion is a mental thing. It's not a physical thing,
basically,
right? But a lot of people find it difficult to sustain that passion because then they start thinking of how to be successful in whatever they are doing. So they start looking for things that are not there, like, is there any trick to it? Do you understand? What's the method to it? But every time I watched videos of documentaries of like people who I really regard as my models, as my role models, people I regard as my mentors, indirectly, right? People like Kanye West and Jay-Z and, you know, and Snoop Dogg and even Chimamanda Adichie, right?
Yeah.
I hear one thing and everything they keep saying is that they worked hard.
Yeah.
Somebody should have at least casted the whole thing, like, like, it's a lie. Nobody worked hard though. This is how they did it, right? But nobody's casting it, like, everybody worked
and
hard,
and it's evident in their work. Like, you just see it, you just
know they are bringing something to this world. That's not an easy job. That's a hard job.
Yeah,
right, they're bringing something new to this world. Ideas, fashion, lifestyle, right, music, sound, concepts. They are scientists. Right, because they keep experimenting every day, right? And that experience of experimenting on certain things is hard work, right? Because you have to sustain that energy.
Exactly.
You have to continue to improve that energy. You have to continue to build that energy. So people don't know this, so they kill the energy and they try to look for a side way to, you know, getting that success.
Yeah.
But I realized that, man, it's hard work, man. It's so easy, so clear, glaring. You need to have the passion. You need to have the motive. You need to have the feel, and you need to work very hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, every one of my friends who, you know, worked hard with me at that time, right, are seeing the progress of working hard.
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm also a witness because I remember the one time I came to your place, you know, you told me to like focus on my style, like people know my particular style, you know, the inverted and all of that. Yeah. Told me to like focus and work on it, and I thought about it for like a few months, and I was like, okay, let me just try something. And when I did, like the attention started shifting.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, and it's beautiful. I think it's one thing to listen to advice from every other person. It's another thing to listen to advice from your peers.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing. And when you see...
Because they know you best.
Exactly, they know you best. So it's not like they're trying to make you feel like your daddy is talking to you and all. Exactly. Like, they talk to you like guy man to guy man talk. Yeah. You feel me? And I feel that's what a lot of young artists need to put in motion. You understand? Open your mind. Talk to people who've gone ahead of you in the game, and listen to what they're saying. Yeah. Work hard. When I tell people like, "Yo, paint. Don't do one painting and wait for it to blow on Instagram before you just keep working, man. Just keep putting that stuff out. And
keep working.
I think it's beautiful the way you put it out and all of that. And it's
because creativity is not seasonal.
I'm telling you, man.
It comes. If you can't, you know, bring it out. As it comes, then you are delaying. There's now a lot of mess that you consume or you'll be exposed to that will just mess up the idea or the concept.
I tell you. So now about you being a self-taught multidisciplinary.
Mad. I like using the multidisciplinary artist.
Bruh.
Because people are like, this man.
It's like, I mean, first things first, that genre.
Yeah.
It has so power. It's so broad and it's powerful.
Yeah.
Because aside from you just claiming to be that type of person, your work also needs to tell about it. And I'm seeing it in your crowd. I mean, you've done a lot of stuff. I'm going through your so many. One of my favorite has been that the migrant project and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, when I first saw it, how did the idea come up? Like, what inspired it?
I say this story all the time. I feel like when people are going through, you know, make hopefully they write something about me in future. When they're looking for articles to write about me, they're going to see like very repeated stories like, we had this one in the last three episodes. anyways, for me, I think that was my best decisions. There was just so much noise. Where I was, I got really depressed. I was at my lowest point. My dad was sick. There was just a lot of things going on in my life at that time. So I just, you know, I don't know what happened, but I just needed, you know, that break to
change.
Like, I needed that change. Do you understand? So I just called, and I was like, you know what? I need to leave this country, right? So booked the ticket. So I had everything, went to London. And while getting to London, weirdly, I started getting a lot of messages like, you're in London. Oh, come for drinks. Oh, come to the gallery. Oh. Man, you have no idea. So went to see some people, went to see a good friend, Barry. Barry linked me to Bomb Factory Art Foundation, and that's how I got the residency. And so, while speaking to, you know, the gallery, we discussed, you know, she was more of like, create anything you wanted to create, like anything. Like, it didn't have to make sense. It does not have to make sense, right?
Yeah.
Just, it has to make sense to you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It has to be something that you feel like it's not, people have not seen before. Yeah. So I went back. It took me a while. It took me almost a month to come up with the idea. Because I had like, in fact, I did some works before I finalized on the box idea. But what happened was I was in my apartment, and I love to look around when I'm thinking of ideas. I love to look around. I love to check the cup and the wine, and why am I drinking, wine, right? Why not any other thing that I could have seen in this place, right? And in my apartment, I had some boxes in my place. And on a normal day, I don't have boxes. Other things. But they never come in boxes, for crying out loud. Like, they come in like plastic bags.
Yeah.
Sometimes they hand it to you like, take, right?
Exactly.
But I had lots and lots of boxes.
Yeah.
Every time you leave the room, the apartment, and you go out for a walk, you see boxes like lying around everywhere. It's almost, in fact,
I was like, it was calling me. I think that's the word.
And I was like, okay, I can hear. I listen. Like, what? And then it hit me. Like, there is a connection between these boxes and myself as a migrant, as an African migrant.
Yeah.
You see, people think on the surface level. They don't think deep.
It's hard.
Right? That's why they see every migrant as the cliche of what you call migrants.
Yeah.
And that's why you had that book, that messy incident happen in what country again, where they killed a lot of African migrants that were jumping over like a migrant caravan.
Yeah,
yeah. And it's because people don't understand migration. They don't understand it. They don't understand the desire to migrate.
Yeah.
They don't understand the concept of migration. There's already this profiling that they've given us, right? But when you think of the cardboard box, right, you think of migration. Right, how do you think of migration? If I want to say buy a pencil, I go online, I go to a store, I order the pencil. The pencil, the company takes the pencil, put it inside a box. Mm-hmm. Right, this box goes and is being shipped from this place to pass ocean land, however it finds its way. It gets to your apartment, right? And it has a purpose. And that purpose is to get that item of value, because that item has value because you purchased it. So there's already a value. So how do you take it from that first, that initial location to the next location? There's a purpose for the box, right? Now, you bring out that item of value, which is the pencil, and the pencil becomes part of that space.
Yeah.
Do you understand? The pencil is not Chinese pencil again. Do you understand? It's Arise's pencil.
Yeah.
Do you get it? It's KD's pencil.
Yeah.
Do you get the idea? So it becomes part of that space. And what happens to the box at the end? It's been trashed.
Yeah.
Think about African migration and African migrants. Think about the people who score goals in Chelsea and how they were ridiculed when they lost the penalty shot. Yeah. Think about, you know, the people who risked their lives to get to this particular, these certain places and now become, you know, a very big you know, personality, you know, in that space because of the kind of contribution they've had in that space. Yeah. Think of how African culture is migrating into even the Western world, pop culture. Think about how there is so much connection and collaboration now with a lot of, you know, Black owned businesses, right? It's because of migration. And that is what is improving certain things. Culture is improving culture. Yeah, it's improving the way of we live, improving the way of life.
And togetherness so, too.
But when you buy a Yeezy sneakers and it comes in a Yeezy box, do you discard the Yeezy box?
You don't discard the Yeezy box. You can't discard
it. It's a huge flex. There's so much value.
It's a huge flex, obviously. It's a huge flex.
That is why I painted the boxes. It's to great. Sort of give these boxes of as much sort of value that you don't dispose the boxes, because they are basically us, the migrants.
Well, that is probably one of the deepest things I've ever heard. Like, it goes. I wish you guys could, like, be in my head right now to understand the level that I'm at right now. Like, that was wonderful, man. That was wonderful. And I saw how you presented the works.
Yeah.
How you presented the works, how the works were created. It gave this same, like, with this explanation you've given, like, it's more vivid now. Now you just see and you're just like, wow. That's the only, anything that comes out of your mind other than wow, unless you don't speak English, that's the thing.
So I started stacking the boxes up because also, almost like a warehouse. Mm. So you go to a warehouse, you see boxes, you like take one box, put it in there. And almost like, in as much as all this bullshit going on, we still stand on each other's shoulders.
Exactly.
Like, we still sort of support ourselves.
That's a powerful narrative, man. That's a powerful narrative.
And that's why I don't use anything to hook them together.
Yeah.
I make sure that they basically stand on themselves. You know, pile them up, like, so that they support themselves, basically, to the firm. Yeah.
Now, okay, now that's awesome, man. So, talking about perseverance, huh? Yeah. And obviously, there are challenges one way or the other. Maybe it's not a major challenge, but there are always challenges in the career of any artist, especially an African artist.
Yeah.
So, like, what are the challenges you've seen, even at this level of your career and back then till now, and how you've, like, grown out of it and persevered and kept pushing? Like, what were the challenges you came across and how did you handle them?
I think most of the challenges were handled by the whole community, the broader Nigerian art community.
Yeah.
Right? Because when certain things start happening in the Nigerian art community, certain challenges were solved.
Yeah.
Right. One of the challenges was collaboration. We didn't have much collaboration in the art world.
I mean, I remember.
Right? We didn't have much collaboration in the art world. Like, at the point, I was like, what is going on? Like, the only collaboration I've ever seen, whether with an artist or with a brand, is Mamanike and Tolawewe. And that is a very powerful collaboration.
Exactly.
And that collaboration will live years and years to come. And, you know, and maybe Victor Ekemeno. Do you understand? And you know, some of the companies and organizations he collaborates with to create some ideas and art. And I think actually those, that is light art I saw. That was amazing.
That was unique. That was unique.
And I think collaboration was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because collaboration is the future. Like, that's why migration is important. Exactly. Because migration, you know, supports or fuels collaboration.
Yeah.
Right? So collaboration is very important, and it's one of the biggest issues we had at that time. And but we decided to now collaborate with ourselves, right? And which helped, right? Yeah. It helped young artists, it helped us, it helped. In fact, it's still helping, because then we now realize that it is us against the world.
Exactly.
Do you understand? If we cannot support ourselves as Nigerian artists or as Black artists, nobody else is going to support us.
Exactly. Right? Man, that's it.
Nobody else is going to support us, right? And I think that was even one of the big accolades I was getting from a lot of collectors, you know, saying that, oh, Nigerian artists are very, you know, together. You know,
I'm a big witness to that, man. Yeah, like, man. I see it's obvious the work you put it in, and all. I think, speaking of collaboration, that's like the purpose for this podcast.
Yeah,
to
let
the young artists to know that, yes, we are together in this. Yeah. All we just got to do is inspire each other, learn from each other, motivate each other to be the best of ourselves and be the best that we can be. Yeah. Grow, move forward in our careers and stuff. And it's really wonderful that you talked about the whole collaboration stuff. And speaking of which, we know you are one of the founders of Artist Connect. Zay Stanley and the rest of them. And it's really beautiful what you're doing for Nigerian artists and stuff. And that's like superb. But now let's get a little bit personal.
Gang, a little bit
personal, yeah. So yeah, I'm not gonna put you on any spot. So ladies, pay attention just in case. So what's up? It's Mr. Ken Wadiobu. Seeing anyone? Is what's your relationship status?
Ken is single and ready to mingle. I'm not ready.
That's
to
what
mingle.
We need to go about it. That's
I'm
what
not ready
we need
to
go.
Mingle. I have my work, but yeah, I'm single. I'm not happy saying I'm single.
But you're not ready to mingle, right? Are you ready?
Well, I'm half ready. I figure out that it will happen, so I'm not gonna stress it, right? I'm just gonna work and work so hard, and you know. For every time it does not happen yet, I have the opportunity to add extra work.
Exactly. So, how does Mr. Ken Wadiobu unwind? Let's say, it's not every time art, talks, public speeches here and there. Let's say you're not doing anything work related, not even video directing and all of that. How do you unwind? What
movies,
do you do?
Movies, music. I dance.
When you say movies, is it like the indoor type, or you go to the cinema?
Nah, indoor.
I think you're so famous right now. I mean, you can just put your face out. So like, bro, I go to the cinema.
Look at my eyes for this question. They just.
But we have many people get food now. Jiu and all of that stuff, and that's really cool, man.
Yeah,
that's
but,
really cool.
Movies. Just chilling. Sometimes I call friends, family, and we just talk about nonsense for like 2 hours.
We really, really want to call it nonsense.
I'm saying nonsense. So I don't give you the concept of the. I don't expose our conversation. It's nonsense to people, but it's probably important to us, obviously. But I hardly have a free time, right? I hardly have the time. I think I unwind while painting.
That's another way to go.
I think I unwind while painting. I think the whole process of painting to me is not work, but it's almost like it's so calm, you know. Like, you are listening to music, you're having so much fun,
you are painting, exactly. And you go back and you're like, ah, this is so sick. And then you go back again and you touch on it again and you go back and you're like, ah,
yeah,
man.
Yes, I think that that's unwinding, like, the best part, of course.
In fact, when I'm not doing that, that's when I'm stressed.
but it's cool. And yeah. I know you inspire a lot of young people,
yeah,
as well as even artists of your peers. And you understand, I know there are levels to this arts career thingy and all of that. But if I could ask, what dream do you have for the Nigerian arts, especially for our generation and people slightly younger than us and all of that? What's the dream that you envision for us?
I think when you think of every industry that has actually been successful to date, you think of core people who made that success happen.
Exactly.
When you think of basketball, you think of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Right? If Michael Jordan did not exist, basketball would not be...
It won't be the thing it is right now, man.
And what made it the thing is because he could take basketball to people who would necessarily not watch a basketball match.
Exactly.
Right? Because of his personality, because of his talent, because of his hard work, because of his push, and because every game he plays is an experience.
Exactly.
When you think of football, you think of Messi, you think of Ronaldo, you think of Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Right?
The legends.
And that's because they took it to people who would necessarily not watch football because of the talent, because of the hard work, because of the experience. Right? When you think of art in the Western world, you think of people like Damien Hirst. Of course, people who created experience. So for me, I want my experience to make people who would necessarily not even love art in the first place to actually start fucking with art.
Exactly.
And for me, that is a goal for me, to have, you know, as many Nigerians, you know, more concerned and more conscious about art. To have a young person decide to say, ah, I want to be an artist someday, or to have like the most, like, to have somebody who dream of it and actually achieve it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So for me, that in itself is more than basically any award or anything.
I think this last part about you wanting the younger generations to like dream of being artists, I think it's something that everybody needs to key into, because many people want to be into the art scene and start doing arts, but they have this stereotype that actually they blow for
Yes, stuff.
And they be like,
say you go broke.
Yeah, you're broke and I starving artist stuff here and there. And which I think is one of the major problems why a lot of people are killing their talents and skills. You know, I tell people art is a mix of talent and skills. You can have the talent, but if you don't harness the skill, you might not be as good as somebody who is actually working on it.
True.
You understand? So I feel this mindset needs to be killed, where they feel like, oh, if you start doing art in Nigeria, you're broke. Nothing for you.
You don't do
that. Exactly. Don't Jones. So I feel if we can like kill that, that's definitely going to be like I won't say starting point, because we are not starting. We've gone further in the game, man. We're putting it out there that, well, there's no way you call the art scene and you mention Nigeria and people will not say, ah, Nigerian artists are good.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. I mean, we have to give credit where credit is due. So I'm just saying,
but we're killing it.
Exactly. For the younger generation, I think they need to understand. That's one of the reasons for this podcast. They need to understand that it's not a dream you should kill. Those days where our parents used to say, why are you drawing? Go and read to become a doctor, engineer, whatnot. Sure, get the degree, but never kill that dream. And that's one thing I like keying into, though.
I think one of the most amazing part of being an artist is that you're an ethnographer. Mm-hmm. Like you are a documenter of history.
Yeah.
Right? So you are very relevant.
Exactly.
To the next generation.
Case study.
You are very relevant.
Exactly.
So the concept of art is not being really relevant, then that's a false preconception.
Exactly.
Right? And, you know, you can actually do it if you put your mind to it. I think that's one of the reasons why I really love and respect Ima Odumade. Like, one of the young artists who is like breaking all the boundaries.
Yeah, we're gonna have him on this show someday. We're gonna have him on this show.
You definitely should do. And you know, just seeing him grow, Yeah. And see him have the passion and, you know, even being a mantle of that inspiration for him, for me, is like, is a big deal. Do you understand?
Yeah,
it's a big deal. And it shows me the extent of what can happen in the Nigerian art industry.
Yeah.
If they were more like me, they were more like you, they were more like Karinze, they were more like Ayogu, they were more like Oscar, right? People who enjoyed and people who, you know, find so much fulfillment in connecting more people into this industry and making them realize that you can be successful in it, you can do well in it, and all artists does not have to just be jaga jaga, right? You can have like this kind of fresh ass camera with your wine and you have your laptop and your pad and you're still a visual artist. Come
I don't know about other people, but to me, having the opportunity to wake up anytime you want, go to your canvas, make a painting that you really like, and post it on social media or show a few people, and they were like, I want to buy this. That's a sense of fulfillment. I mean, people who know my work, they know my, like, I paint simple life, man. I don't like stress. You can see in my work that this a guy doesn't like stress one bit. You understand? So like, I think that passion, where that passion is giving you that fulfillment you want. That's the look of, man, the dream is not dead. You just have to put in the work. That's why we talked about perseverance and hard work in this segment. And I like what you shared with us, man. And it's been like bullseye, basically. I think this is what a lot of artists need to key in to the passion. Because I see a lot of potentials in younger artists and they're like, no money for it. I was like, bro, Google me. That's just it.
I said,
look me up on Archie.
Get the inspiration that you
just
need.
Get
man.
The inspiration. see how much we put our work out there and see the kind of work we're making, the people who follow us and stuff. And I feel this younger generation needs to get it, man.
You even said something. You said you don't like stress. And I think that's one of the most interesting part about your work. Right? You see, no other thing in the world shows things from your perspective than
art. Exactly.
If you're a photographer, it shows it from the camera's perspective.
Yeah.
Right? If you are a digital artist, right? If you're a digital artist itself, it shows you from your perspective because you are the one deciding what happens on your digital canvas.
Yeah.
Right? So as artists, like, we see the world from our perspective.
Exactly.
And there is nothing as intriguing, there is nothing as new, there's nothing as unique and mystifying as seeing life from a different perspective. And I think that is what, you know, that is what connects a lot of people to your work. And that's what even connects me to your work, because I see, I enjoy that perspective of
what. Well, I'm flattered. Imagine me being the host, being the one interviewed.
I enjoy that perspective. So it's amazing, man.
I mean, coming from someone like Mr. Ken, I don't blow again, no. It blow times two.
Your work should go up in 20%, 30%, 50%.
That's right, it's all good. It's all good. So yeah, before we wrap this up, man, do you like, I know you definitely have some final words for everybody who's listening, both the young, both the old. And
see, those who, like, I'm going to die tomorrow.
No, don't worry.
Drink your last wine.
Like, my son, listen to my words. But okay, yeah, just something to like take home, basically. Something for the listeners to take home and use it as a source of inspiration and motivation to not give up. You just anything at all, just lay it all out.
So there's something that happens in this world, right? And is that the journey between the beginning and success or fulfillment is behind those two, or between those two points, is a very big river, a very large river. Now, if you go inside it, you cannot swim in it because the waves are too much. Mm-hmm. It's cold as hell, so you freeze and die. So somebody gets to the front, to the edge of the shore.
Yeah.
Right? And decides to build a long wooden raft, right? And then places this long wooden
raft,
or let's say platform. Let me not say raft, because raft you use it to pass through the sea, but platform, so you walk across it, right? So he puts it on that platform and he starts his journey. The problem that people have is that they come to that shore and there is resources to create your own platform and put it there and create your own journey. But you decide to stick to someone else's platform, right? So the concept of, you know, who gets to the end, to the finish line is very important now, because you can never be further than the first person who started working on that platform. So in life, it's always very important to create your own journey. See, all through your life, like all through my own life, we've been told what to do and how to do it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the migrant, right? You put the migrant, you put the box on a luggage carousel, it moves wherever the journey, or on a cantilever belt. It moves on the belt, wherever the belt goes. Or if you see that on the belt, it will move wherever it goes. But the moment you have your legs, you can decide where you want to go. So all through your life, you've definitely been told what to do, right? Every fear you have is a reflection of another person's fear.
Word.
Every move you make is a reflection of someone else's moves. Right, you need to be aware of yourself and decide that you need to make a decision.
Yeah.
Get your own platform, lay it through the two shores, and start your own journey.
Word.
It is very important and is the only way to be successful in life. For me, that's
gospel. That's gospel. That's gospel for me, man. You've shared a lot.
Thank you so much, brother.
I'm not even whining, sir. You've shared a whole lot, and I've picked out a few things from what you said personally, and I'm sure anybody who's going to listen to this, they've also picked up something. I mean, if you don't pick up something, listen to this episode again. Just listen again.
This time, have wine.
Exactly. It works this time better have when wine. You have wine or something
I'm telling
to get you
get
in that
faster.
Zone and all of that. And
non-alcoholic, that's in case where, this man. Is PG-13.
Of course. So, man, it's been wonderful having you here on the show with us, man. I really appreciate your time, the energy you've given us. And it's always fun talking to you, because, man, people get to learn something from you, man. I got to say, it doesn't even matter about the age this time. Everybody gets to learn something from every other person they choose to listen to. So, man, I appreciate you coming over.
Man, God bless, man. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited. I'm in Arinze's studio. Arinze's my good friend. He's the greatest.
It's our good friend.
He's the our sickest good friend. Artist in the world. Man, I love that guy. This is KD, amazing artist, beautiful painter. I love him. And if you're watching, this is Ken. We're here with wine.
Yeah, we're always here with good. Wine, man. We always here with wine. We're always looking
and
good.
With the next generation of Nigerian artists, so get ready.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. It's still your boy, KD Otaru, and this has been another splendid episode of The Atmosphere, brought to you by The Pond Collective. You already know what we're all about. We're all about life, we're all about the universe, we're all about creativity, we're all about arts, we're all about the youth, we're all about vibes and crews, man. You know how it is now. They keep on real, you know, they form 100%. And from us here to you over there, catch you next time. Peace out, fam.